we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and this is our X Games weekend. If you see us down in Austin, say hello to any one of us if you see wearing our famous All Action Sports Radio t-shirt, hat, or sweatshirt down in Austin. Don't forget, you can also email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook at All Action Sports Radio, and of course, you can follow us on Twitter at All Action Sport, no S. All right, with this next segment, I am pleased to be with Zach Weisberg. He is with TheInertia.com. It is, you know, I don't want to call it a surfing website. It's more than that. It's actually got music, art, health, culture, environment, everything that does, that coincides with surf and just the environment. It's all there at TheInertia.com. And I have Zach, the founder of TheInertia, on the line right now. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for that kind introduction.
No. This is a fantastic website, and I think people, if they knew more about it, they'd read it daily like the newspaper.
You know, that's the goal.
That's the goal. Now, some of the articles are very moving. Some are very funny. There was one in particular I saw earlier today, and I really liked it. He said that surfing needed to have fighting in it.
Yeah, that was an article submitted by one of our contributors, and
Jacob McCaffrey.
Yeah,
he said why surfing like hockey needs fighting, and we're right in the middle of the Stanley Cup here in L.A. Everybody has Kings fever because they're in the final. So I thought it was a little apropos to have why surfing like hockey needs fighting.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy idea. Jake is actually a friend of mine. He's kind of batting the idea around. You know, he said he wanted to write a piece, and he sent it in, and we read it. And I mean, it's pretty tongue in cheek. It's definitely there's some humor, there's a humorous component to it, but it makes you kind of, think about surfing in a little bit different way. I think the situation that he proposes that basically. But John surfing against Mick, and Mick snags a wave, and then John, the next step that comes through, John like dive punches him in the face while surfing back through, and then I don't know, they get into some sort of fight, and then he gets in the penalty box. It's like a strategic move. I don't know. It's a pretty off-the-wall idea.
It is off-the-wall, but I have seen my share of fighting down on the North Shore and our local beaches in Venice and El Porto. So it's not that far-fetched to me to see a little bit of fighting and surfing. Now, another article that you have on TheInertia is GoPro Story, The Birth of the Surfing Selfie. That, my friend, was an eye-opener. Every once in a while, or not every day, you learn something new. And that article was spot on, The Birth of the Surfing Selfie, GoPro. I remember when GoPro first came out, it was all about, you know, watching that person, you know, from that POV. And that, I just never looked at it in those terms, but that article was spot on.
Yeah, that was a cool little piece. And that's part of a series we're actually doing with Oakley, kind of identifying 30 disruptive moment in surf history, and I think you could definitely make a strong case that the invention of the GoPro is definitely one of them, or at least the mass adoption by them. You can't go a couple minutes online, or at least on any social network, without seeing some sort of kind of GoPro image of a friend of yours getting barreled or trying to do a bottom turn or whatever.
Nobody maximized that the GoPro selfie more than Amanda Blanchard. I mean, she has revolutionized that thing.
Yeah, no, that's without a doubt. You know what I think is one thing that's interesting about that story is that I think GoPro's success in a lot of ways is intrinsically tied to the proliferation of social media. Had that invention come out at a different time, like kind of when, you know, when Facebook or Twitter or whatever, especially Instagram, weren't exploding, I'm not sure it would be nearly as relevant as it is now.
No, that's a good point. That's very, what's the word? Insightful. There you go. Zach, you're insightful. And so is TheInertia.com. You know, how long has TheInertia been around?
We've been around about 3.5 years, starting in September 2010. And Yeah, I used to be an editor at Surfer Magazine. I ran their digital properties and their website and wrote for them. And I thought that there, you know, was an opportunity to create something new in surfing and action sports online that, you know, really creates a platform for talented people in the surf world to share their work. So over the course of 3 years, we built up an amazing network of contributors. Have about 1,000 some contributors, ranging from Kelly Slater writes to the site, Gary Lopez, the CEO of Surfrider, to Rob Machado, but then also, you know, really talented individuals like the people we kind of referenced earlier that people may not have heard of who are great writers, great photographers, great artists. And it really kind of, the vision is really kind of be that community online for the world of surfing.
Well, one thing, if people will follow you on Facebook or go to the inertia.com, you have some of the most amazing photos on surf every day. I mean, I see them, and I think they're fantastic. So keep up the good work, Zach.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're looking forward to collaborating with you guys in some way, form, or fashion with All Access Sports Radio because we like to be with good people, and what you do is great. So thanks for coming on our show this week, and I look forward to working with you more.
Yeah, likewise. Have an awesome day after your show, and yeah, see you soon.
All right, Zach Weisberg, publisher editor for TheInertia.com. If you want more, follow them on at TheInertia, INERTIA. All right, Zach, we'll talk to you soon. And that's our show this week. If you like us, email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. I want to thank our guest, Jason Weingand from RaceRex Online. And I want to thank Twitch, Jeremy Stenberg, for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. And Alicia Philback, our downhill skateboarder. Thank you. And Zach Weisberg from The Inertia. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for coming to us each and every week. I want to thank our crew, Soy Sauce, Pam, Media. You're doing great, man. And, of course, Inspiration. We'll see you at the beach. Go have a killer week now.